Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, here we go. It is Hour 5, G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan. We are at Southern Leisure Spas and Patios celebrating the big sale here going on with the Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout now through the 26th, 0% APR financing, nothing down, quick delivery of an installation of a new hot tub in your backyard this weekend at Southern Leisure. There's three DFW locations. We are currently in Flower Mound, okay? We're going to get to a proper round tripper here in just a second. Let me get you a couple George Pickens cuts, okay? For those of you that have not heard, he did speak with the media today. We had some quotes earlier. Here's the cuts. We'll go to number two here on playing with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Here's George Pickens.
Like I'm great. I'm grateful. Like I said, I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to play with Dak. As far as, like, roles and stuff like that, I'm just here to work. Whatever role finds me best is where I'm going to find myself.
I love it. I love it. And then on how he can bring the winning, here's some more. George,
Working every day. Consistent work is always, you know, the best answer for building any winning culture in any type of sport. So just working every day.
Yeah, you know, I think everything that I've heard from this guy runs so counter to, you know, one of the narratives out there that, you know, he is a guy that you have to be worried about bringing into your building.
Right.
But, I mean, looking it up last night and going deeper down it, he's never done anything wrong. I think we have to be careful and draw a separation of, hey, these players have done things away from football that are a concern. And this guy just gets so worked up when he's playing that he fights people. Yeah. You know, and it, sure, is it toxic? Yes. Is it ideal? No. But that's significantly different from, you know, being a bad guy that you got to worry about being a distraction in your building or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the penalties will suck when he's fighting somebody in the middle of a play. There's no doubt about that.
No question. I mean, it's kind of like we're used to that. We're used to when Luka used to do the same thing. It was so important to him. But and then he'd get a technical foul, and we're all like, what are you doing, bro? And then he's dropping 51 on somebody. But you don't get mad at him for getting the technical fouls because at the end of the day, he was going to hit a three-dagger to end the thing. So, I mean, everything that I've heard about the player, it's not a bad guy situation. It's a guy that is just a young guy that just – all his life, he's wanted to win. I mean, that's just kind of the vibe that I'm getting. He's 24 years old, and it kills him when he's not winning or he's not part of helping the team win.
I mean, losing and failing, especially with that many people watching, can be quite disruptive to your energy, to, you know, your mind, train of thought and all that. I've been working on with the team not focusing on the results, focusing on the process and what you can control. Yeah. So it's made me aware of my reaction and how much it takes me to a completely different world. It's like I'm a totally different person once the other team takes the lead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the challenge is, how do I remain calm? And I'm damn near 50 years old, you know, with a lifetime of reading self-help books and mindfulness and trying to get it, reining it, you know, in to some extent. But it's hard, you know? Yeah. So I think with athletes in their 20s, you know, for the most part, sometimes they get a great sports psychologist that can sort of start pointing them in the right direction. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to change kind of the point I'm making, not with him and not with Luka until they're well into their 30s.
This is your hope, and I think Chief brought it up earlier. Maybe we talked about it a little bit yesterday. If he's really in the last year of his rookie contract, then – How is he going to act? Is he going to be on his best behavior to make sure that there's no things that carry over from the Dallas experience. Like, everybody from Pittsburgh's talking about, well, is this, that? Well, you know, he's always this and he's always that. You know, and there's this kind of this tag that he has. Well, what if he comes to Dallas and then he's really that, you know, his next game, if it's not in Dallas, he's going to have to get a job somewhere else. And, and you do worry, like, well, heck, he's flamed out at two teams.
Sure.
Why would I want to bring a guy that's flamed out at two teams? It's a Pittsburgh Steeler tradition.
I mean, I guess the point that I just made would suggest that it's so powerful that I don't think if they go through adversity, especially if they start losing, I don't think he'll be able to totally eliminate it, but I bet it'll be better.
That's your hope. Season. That's your hope that he's going to put his absolute – in Green Bay, we had Andre Rison on our team, and Moon was kind of a hard guy. You know, he'd been Atlanta, and he was Jacksonville, Cleveland. I mean, he was, and you know, everybody's like, guy, I wouldn't touch that guy. And we got him halfway through the season, and games he played in, we were 8-0 and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he was a perfect teammate. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything that you
epic chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, everything that you heard about the guy as being a bad guy, a selfish guy, and all that.
BS.
Not at all.
Well, and it helps when you get on a championship caliber
team. That's exactly right. Moon came in and he's like, he sounded just like George Pickens, like, hey, I'll do whatever. I remember one time Desmond Howard got nicked up and we were trying to return a punt and we couldn't get a returner out there. And he just ran on the field to be the punt returner.
Nice.
You know, I mean, this is the middle of the game. We're like, we're scrambling. Des is, you know, nicked up. He's over there. We're trying to kind of get him and we just, the second punt return, Moon just puts on his helmet and ran out there, and that's, we called timeout. But it's still, he was just, all he was thinking about was get out there and try and make a play. You know, that's the kind of attitude he had.
It is interesting, though, the narrative that is out there, because you had in The Athletic today some reporting, the word leaked during the draft that Pickens was available if anyone wanted him. Some teams that were sort of polled or asked by The Athletic at the time laughed at the idea of inviting Pickens into their locker room for any price, let alone a second-day draft pick. So there are at least a handful of teams out there that are almost like one of these prospects, like not even on my board for the draft, despite the talent. So there are a handful of teams in the league that feel that strongly. You would think his agent is trying to be like, hey, man, listen, you got to be dialed here, because there's already some teams that don't even have you as an option for their team, even if you have an awesome year.
It is really interesting how teams draw the line there on that. I feel like Jason Garrett was one of those. You know, if you have a Jason Garrett kind of guy who's in charge and a decision-making power, he had Tyrann Mathieu, you know. At one point, the Cowboys put Randy Moss, you know. And he'd call him a box player. I'm putting this guy in a box of names that we're not even going to consider.
Yeah.
Or maybe was Broadus that called them a box
player. No, that's that a box. Garrett. Yeah, it was Garrett, yeah.
Okay, we'll have more on the Cowboys, more on the Stars. It's time now, though, for a proper round tripper here on your home of the Rangers.
Let's do it. Rangers fall to the Red Sox. They lose the series in Boston. They fly out for Detroit this weekend. Skubal is on the bump tomorrow. He's one of the best in the business, so that's going to be tough sledding for an offense that is still trying to find themselves. Jack Leiter, that I think it was that second inning where it's a walk, it's a hit by pitch, it's a balk, wild pitch. I mean, the first two innings were a little bit crazy, and the Red Sox took a 2-0 lead, but then he somewhat settled in. You know, it didn't get completely away from him, and he was still able to go 5 1/3, four earned runs, 3 hits, 4 walks, 3 punch-outs. The command obviously was an issue, but it didn't feel like it totally snowballed in a crazy way.
Yeah.
Not his best outing for sure, but I still feel like, I mean, he gave you a chance, and your offense consistently with dudes on base all over the place, and they cannot drive runs home. I mean, the R in Rangers certainly doesn't stand for runs, and it absolutely doesn't stand for RISP.
No, it's right now I think they're 0 of their last 17 in the RISP category, so it's going to be really tough to win baseball games like that. But I like, you know, some of the things that we saw from Jack Leiter today, getting ahead in counts, throwing first pitch strikes. Bassick was pointing out, he's kind of is that a sweeper or a curveball or something, or a slider? But
slider.
Okay. So he wasn't starting it out
on the guy's elbow, on the hitter's elbow. He was starting it out more on the plate, so it was falling off the back of it. But once he gets that adjustment, just moving it in like 6 inches or so, it is going to be nasty on that outside corner against right-handers.
Agreed. And, and you've seen it at times when he's got that thing locked in, and then he's got the fastball slider thing working, and then he mix in a couple other pitches. But, yeah, I mean, one of those games, you're going to have them, but – again, I think it's really the headline is the offense and the inability to drive in runs. It was nice to see Jock Peterson get the walks that he got today. I did love also the aggressive nature of Wyatt Langford. Like, okay, if I'm not hitting bomb skis, let me try to steal some bags here. You know, I mean, you got to find ways when you're not slugging. How else can you manufacture some points here? I mean, he's trying to get some things going. But, I mean, Marcus Semien had a pretty awful day, just popping out left and right. And so this is where we find ourselves. We got to dig deep.
I guess Jock Peterson's killing it though all week long with a torpedo bat.
Yeah.
He finally got one of those, and it's paying off.
Yeah.
I don't know if it made him more confident, but it seems like he's seeing everything perfectly. I think Boone's made a very nice adjustment. They had another 6 walks today. And I think the frustrating thing to do is to be like, holy cow, they didn't score again, and I'm with you. I mean, I'll dial 1-800, you know, anything. I'll knee jerk with the best of them. But I think what I saw this week is enough encouraging signs that I'm going to take today's shutout in stride, Chief. I'm going to try.
I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have to cling on to some hope here. We can't forget about a couple of those games where the offense really did get going. It's really just the power factor, and you have a lot of guys with a track record of great power, so hopefully that can start to ignite a little bit. But Rangers lose to the Red Sox, now off to Detroit. The Pirates have fired their manager, Derek Shelton.
There's been so many Pirate stories for like the last 10 days. You had the guy fall, you had the security guard beat the dude up and then whip him with his belt.
That's what I was wanting to maybe get to that, because I wasn't sure if you guys had seen that video, but things are tough in Piratesville now. And they did have a security guard who ended up in an interaction with an angry fan. He ended up having to resort to taking the leather belt off of his khaki pants, his work pants, and start whipping up on a Pirates fan who was being a total bleephole.
Well, I mean, what you had was a multiple punch situation, which made the fan bleed from the mouth, at which point he started spitting the blood spit at dude. So dude couldn't get close enough to hit him, so he went to the belt at that point.
How's that ass feeling?
Yeah, to give him a little bit better range to stay out of the spit range.
I like that.
He probably should have walked away. I guess he got suspended. But if I'm the Pirates, I think that's a suspension with pay, Chief.
Ooh, okay.
I gotta empower my employees to protect themselves against drunk fans, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't totally disagree with that. We do have some audience members perhaps shaking their head no.
Yeah.
But I
you don't think so?
I kind of agree with you here. I mean, it's tough sledding.
With the belt, yes. Once the fight started, like the security guard's decisions weren't A+. We're not A+. He should have avoided conflict. But once the conflict starts, you know, you're tapping into some pretty primal urges there.
Yes.
I'm going to let him finish his breakfast.
And that guy was following him around, too. Like, he wouldn't let it go. Whatever it was, he would not let it go. And I don't know if it's true or not, but, like, I was reading the comments of the videos, and they were saying, like, the guy was being belligerent to a lady down there, and that's why the usher came over there in the first place type vibes.
Yeah, and the usher wasn't coming in with violence and aggression.
No.
He was coming in as a professional, and then he was met with bleephole drunk fan, and it's like, okay, at some point I am going to have to take this into my own belt.
Yes.
His pants were so saggy, I couldn't believe the belt stayed, like, his pants stayed on after the belt came off. I was looking for the pants to start kind of, you know, drooping down a little bit.
That would have made it even funnier if he's got pants at the ankles, he's in his boxers, and he's just whipping up on a drunk fan who's spitting blood back at him. I mean, you're right, dude. Pirates games are, this is like Coliseum stuff out there right now, dude.
We might need to check with the...
Bodies are hitting the floor out there.
Yeah, literally.
And managers are being fired, and
that guy was a manager?
No, not that.
He's
guy,
about to be
their actual baseball manager. Yeah.
Waffle actual, House.
Yeah. And Paul Skeens is taking a lot of heat because he hasn't been his perfect self like he was last year. So Pirates fans are down bad right now. I did see some mock-ups of the next bobblehead night, the belt whipping Usher bobblehead night. Did you guys see the renditions of those? Look at that. He's got the spit blood on his white collar work shirt. That would be a fun bobblehead night. I'll tell you what, that's going to get some people out to the park.
I think if you mass produce those, you could definitely do units with Pirates fans.
Did you see what the Rangers are doing? Actually, I have two Ranger things. I saw a clip. This was from a few games ago when it was at Globe Life Field, but there was in those like in the under seats or whatever, right there behind home plate, the suites.
Yeah.
You see a little kid who doesn't realize he's on camera take one of the beers off the table and take a nice little swig out of it. This kid's like 10 years old, dude. Wow. So you had a Rangers kid caught red-handed drinking daddy's beer. And then I was listening to the broadcast today, and I guess is it on Monday of next week? It's Wyatt Langford bobblehead night.
Nice.
But they're honoring him hitting the cycle from last season. And so they have him on a bike. It's Wyatt Langford bobblehead on a cycle.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, I was trying to get out to the yard for that, man. That's a good giveaway.
That's very creative, yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of maybe a bleep around and find out bobblehead series with this guy being the first edition.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, bro. Yeah. I'm totally in on that.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio here in Flower Mound, Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout. It's now through the 26th, biggest sale of the year, factory rebates, 0% APR financing, no money down. If you are listening and maybe in Austin, San Antonio, you can check out some of these great savings at their other two locations in Austin and San Antonio. ShopSpaWars.com for locations and information here. But you can save also 50% off scratched and dented models. That sounds like, I mean, nobody's going to see those anyway. You know, you put the nice little frame around it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You could have a screaming deal on a hot tub in your backyard this week, and over 80 models are in stock and ready to go. The showroom's beautiful. It's pretty cool. Okay, so we're coming back with an evening sports hodgepodge, Chief. What kind of sports do you have?
We have a sports walk of shame and raw dogging at the conclave next year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio in Flower Mound. Big hot tub and spa sale going on. Yeah, Spa Wars, hot tub and swim, spa blowout. These guys are great. Southern Leisure, they're proper tolos, locally family-owned business, three DFW locations. They're also in Arlington and Richardson, so we love them. And you can get a hot tub in your backyard this weekend with nothing down. And 0% APR, quick installation and delivery, factory rebates, all sorts of manufacturers putting out their best possible deals here for you. And this is good through the 26th. Okay, it's time for a sports hodgepodge. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Nope, there we go.
Oh, there we go. All right, now we're rocking and rolling. Okay, sports hodgepodge here. We had the Knicks beating the Celtics last night in epic fashion. They go up 2-0 in the series, and they've done it in Boston. How incredible.
Here's what I was wondering about. You remember last year when they had the Olympic team going on, and Jaylen Brown was in there, and then they had to get rid of the one guy because he was hurt? Forget who it was. Might have been Anthony Davis. I don't know. But they went to Derek White, not Jason Tatum. Wasn't that weird? Because you're going to Jaylen Brown like, hey, dream team, who do you want? Yeah. And they end up going with Derek White.
Yeah.
When you have the Celtic there?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. You know, I thought they were a perfect Batman and Robin type of pairing. But, you know, this season has been different. Maybe this is championship hangover. But, yeah, like I said last hour, it would be very unfortunate if Boston's only great year was the year you faced them, and Golden State's last great year was the year you met them in the conference finals. It's like, good Lord, you might could have two championships right now.
Man. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, dude, because, yeah. I mean, Boston's about to – they're going to have to blow it up. I mean, win or lose, this team, as currently constructed, cannot stay together with the way that the CBA is now and all these big contracts that they have. Somebody or multiple somebodies is going to be up out of there. So this is definitely – of this incarnation of the Celtics, really their last ride together, and now they're down 0-2 to the Knicks after the Knicks were struggling with the Pistons in round one, and they've blown huge leads, the Celtics have. You mentioned Jason Tatum in his last two games, 12 of 42 from the field.
I mean, just missing shots.
28% from the field, 25% from the three-point line.
What a time to go cold.
At the end of the game, this is your guy. He's going for the kill, and he goes for a fadeaway on the baseline, and Mikal Bridges steals it from him. Back-to-back games where Mikal Bridges makes huge defensive plays at the end, but you have Jason Tatum just not meeting the moment in any way. Jalen Brunson's playing some good basketball. He leads the playoffs in fourth quarter scoring by a wide margin.
Yeah.
And You actually had Paul Pierce yesterday on his.
Did he have to walk?
His Fox show. Yeah, he was guaranteeing a Celtics win. He said, "If the Celtics lose game two, I promise you, I'm walking to work tomorrow in my robe without shoes on, just bare feet."
15 miles, right?
He said, "Put the house on this game. You got a better chance at walking out of this studio and seeing a dinosaur than a Celtics L."
Great take.
It's a great take.
There's no way he paid.
And he was walking. Awesome.
It was
walking. Yeah,
it was looking awesome for him too. As they're up like 20 points and feeling good about the way things were going. But the Celtics end up 25 of 100 from the 3-point line in this series. They've missed 75 threes. They go on to lose the game, and so now it is time to go ahead and pay off on the self-inflicted bet that you put on yourself. And kudos to Paul Pierce, man.
He walked it.
He did it in his robe. I don't believe he did it barefoot. So there's
that's understandable.
But that's fine. Yeah. It really is like a 20-mile walk for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. He was 4 miles in.
Yeah.
He was sweating. I'm like, is he really going to do this?
He kept giving updates. He started in the morning. It took him 7 hours to walk to work.
What a legend, dude.
And
he had his sunglasses on. He says, I guess I can't have everybody notice who I am out here.
Well, Kevin Garnett rolled up on him and just started talking S to him, dude, from his truck. It was pretty hilarious. KG always ready to track talk. And then I thought the best moment of it all, though, was when he got to the studio and he arrived on set. They actually wheeled him in a wheelchair as a callback to his epic wheelchair moment from his Celtics days. So I thought that was actually pretty funny. He came through on it. This is like the most respect I've ever had for Paul Pierce.
I mean, that's legit like social media influencer type of, you know, Jake or Logan Paul type of gag that you actually pay off to get the views. I mean, I bet his social media, I bet his chats were just on
fire. It was pretty funny because he's walking on the sidewalk and traffic is just rolling by him, you know, and he's just kind of just, I got to keep my sunglasses on. Nobody noticed me. Hey, was it Halliburton, the one that got hurt? I was looking this up, and I was, remember you were talking about the Olympics? Did Halliburton
get hurt?
Leg injury, during the tournament, and he only played 26 minutes, and so that in over three games. So I was wondering if that was the guy.
It might have been. I think this was like pre-tournament, though. Well, like maybe it was Kawhi Leonard.
I was going to say, was it Kawhi?
Well, Kawhi never had a chance, right? The guys that got hurt, Kevin Durant got hurt prior to the Olympics. Joel Embiid had an illness and then rolled his ankle in the quarterfinal against Brazil. LeBron James had a cut above his eye from an elbow in the Brazilian game as well. And then Halliburton dealt with a minor leg injury during the tournament, which limited his playing time to 26 minutes over three games. So I wonder if it was Halliburton that got replaced on this thing.
I'm getting to the bottom of it here. AI let me down, but potential replacement for Kawhi Leonard, who was practicing and appeared primed to remain on the team, but as they got to training camp, it became apparent that he wasn't going to be able to do it. Yeah.
So Jalen Brunson, 86 points in the fourth quarter this postseason. The next best is Jamal Murray with 46.
Yeah.
Brunson's been dynamite late in games. The Celtics have led this series for 81 minutes and 4 seconds. The Knicks have led the series for 12 minutes and 15 seconds of game time. Yeah. But they, of course, are 2-0. And I think I saw the Knicks are the only NBA team in the last 25 seasons to trail by 20-plus points in back-to-back games, both on the road, and come back to win both games.
I won't be surprised to all this if Boston wins games 3 and 4 in New York and we're back to square one going into game 5.
I agree with you.
I would also say Jalen Brunson has to be the smartest basketball player in the history of the game with the best anticipation. It should be mathematically impossible on a court that small against opponents that large with short arms, the inability to jump or run fast. How do you get any shot off? And this guy's killing you.
Yeah.
Stopping and starting in the paint, flipping it off glass. It's just, and usually guys like that, like AI, have these long arms and they can jump. So they get to a spot in the air where the rim protector can't react and get to, right? And
yes.
then they throw it high up off the glass. But Brunson can't do that. He still gets the job done with the balance and the change of direction and just bumping into guys a little bit. You know, it's one of the most impressive things because he's really built like a rec player in a men's league.
Yeah, yeah. There
shouldn't be possible.
There's not a physical attribute that is a plus attribute for him.
Yeah,
and the fact that he still finds ways as a craftsman of the game, it is extremely impressive. And it just breaks my heart the fact that we let him go. The Luka Brunson stuff.
I mean, I love the Kyrie Irving move.
Yes.
And that was great.
Yes.
But if you could go back in time right now, and keeping Brunson and, obviously hanging on to Luka. But if you could go back and at that point say, let's move on from Luka, you could trade him for a ton of picks, have Jalen Brunson, and probably be champions by now.
Wow. I like that alternate universe.
So many alternate universes that could have worked out well.
Okay, what do you guys think the cheapest ticket is for Game 3? This is in New York, Madison Square Garden, Knicks up 2-0 on the Celtics. Knicks-Celtics, what do you believe to be the cheapest ticket you could buy to get in the building?
$1,200.
Wow, that's big.
He really just ruined the game.
I thought I was going big. I was going to say like it's New York, so maybe you got to double the price of what you think. So I was thinking around like $350.
Okay. Well, it is. We'll meet in the middle somewhat. $734 is the cheapest seat in the house.
Okay.
The average ticket price, I believe, it's $1,000.
Yeah.
And the most expensive courtside seat.
$28,000.
Guess.
$10,000.
50 Jeebos.
There you go.
What? To sit courtside
for game three.
Where do these people come up with all this money to afford a New York lifestyle and also that? That's crazy.
The winner of this year's Academy Award goes to...
Yeah, it's all going to be celebrities and tech billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
In the game. That's
nobody that nobody could really afford a seat down there.
Okay, let's go to our Pope correspondent, Brian Broaddus, live here at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. We got a new one, huh? Is this in record time that we went from one Pope... To, I mean, the body's not even
the all-time record. Yet. The all-time record was 10 hours to elect a pope.
Okay, pope to pope, 10 hours. That's the all-time record.
That's the all-time.
This one was pretty quick.
This
too.
One was pretty quick.
We got an American. We got a Chicago-born gentleman.
This gentleman is 9 years older than me.
Wow. Right on.
Yeah.
So are you in the demo? Yeah.
I did say I wanted a younger pope.
Yep.
We got it.
Well, this pope is from Chicago, Illinois. He has extensive work. In Peru is where he's done a lot of his good work, but it's what would this
more of
be?
A shaman?
Yeah. Okay. So it'd be 10. Is this Leo the 14th? Would that be XIV? Would that be right? Leo the 14th. He's the first North American pope, the first from the English speaking country since Adrian Adrian the fourth in the 12th century.
First English speaker since the 12th century.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's the
I had no idea the Pope office was so foreign.
Yeah. He's the first Pope from the Order of St. Augustine and the seventh from the orders following the rules of St. Augustine. So evidently, I think he went to school, believe it or not. I think he went to Villanova at school. Yep. He got his education. So now you know why this is why the Knicks are having so much success.
Yep.
They got all those Villanova players.
That's right.
But they got the Pope too on their side here. So
unbeatable now.
Yeah, but yeah, he's
might get their
he's
first title.
Yep, he is. He got his BS degree from Bachelor of Science, I believe. But it's the BS, right?
Okay.
Not that he's a BS Pope, but yeah, he went to school at the University of went to Villanova. Yeah,
I think going religion on us, Brian.
What?
Very controversial.
What? No, I said he's got his Bachelor of Science, right? The BS degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Robert Francis Provost. How would you like to like known the guy? Like he, you're like buddies with him. You know, you're like friends. You're like
something you would do.
Everyday life. All of a sudden, it's like he called you.
I was just eating sandwiches at Portillo's with this guy. What do you mean?
Yeah, you look down at your phone and you go, you know, it says Vatican City. it's your buddy. Hey, man, see, I'm the Pope now. What? That's amazing.
You got to change the name in your phone to Pope,
yeah.
Right?
Like you got a Pope picture pops up, you know? But, yeah, it is pretty cool.
Tweet of the day goes to Annie Agar. Chicago produced a Pope before a quarterback who threw for 4,000 yards. That's great. And then let's throw it to CBS, who was all over the coverage today. And they threw in a little something at the end of this clip here. That was jarring for the entire listening audience.
So they sit the whole time? They don't stand up and
most of them
their
will
legs?
Tell no. Most of them will tell you that while that's going on, they're sitting reading their breviary. That's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all.
Well, I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
All right.
I haven't had no sex.
just dropping a raw dog in it right there on live from the Vatican.
Live from the Vatican. My God.
The definition of raw dogging has evolved so much recently. These kids.
Yeah, it's raw dogging. Oh, okay.
Is that what that is?
Right on. It's like bussing a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports hodgepodge in the books once again here with you on a Friday night. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. An epic sports Thursday. I only wish we would have had a full 5 hours.
Me
especially
too.
Since if we would have, we wouldn't have had to endure a Ranger shutout loss.
Mm.
What is that, like the fifth or sixth time that's happened this
fifth
year?
Fifth time this year.
My
they
goodness.
Got a bagel on
wow.
the scoreboard.
Okay, so hopefully that's the last time of the year we have to go through that. But we do have Dallas Stars Game 2 to talk about with you tomorrow. And before we get to Friday, we must cross-talk with the Fan After Dark. So we'll see what Fred and Blake have cooking for you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio here is our broadcast location. Thanks to everybody that came out. Now, this is their amazing sale going on, the Spa Wars. Go to shopspawars.com. You can see all the individual models and their sale pricing there. But, I mean, it's a great opportunity. Biggest sale of the year, factory rebate, 0% APR financing with no money down. And you're looking at the largest selection of hot tubs in Texas right there, Chief. That's what it is, right through those doors. And Southern Leisure has 3 DFW locations with this sale going on through the 26th. Okay, as we're ready now for the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Evening, gentlemen. How we doing?
What's up, boys?
Hola, amigos and amigas. It's good to see you guys. And me and Jake were talking about if we had a hairline, like said Eric Chiafalo.
You know what? No, I loved up Chiafalo's hairline already. So
okay, well, it's my turn.
Nice try.
I appreciate that.
If we had a hairline like that, then we would be also looking like a young Channing Tatum. It's nice to have the best looking staff in DFW.
I'm waiting for the rug pull on this one. Blake.
Yeah, no rug pull.
Something's just about to happen.
No rug pull. Just compliments. I will say, I don't know if you guys listened. I don't know if you guys listened yesterday. I know you guys got busy lives, but when we did Fair or Foul, what we did was read one of Blake's Instagram DMs that he got. And I got a DM from a somewhat acquaintance, someone who went to UNT, who's graduating this week along with Khaki Kev and Dylon. And he said, reaching out for a job, seeing if you got any people in the circle, blase, blase. He said, I love the work you do. Eric Chiafalo, Zach Wolchuk came out to my school. We talked about you. I love your work on the ticket.
And you did a great job there, Blake.
What a great setup, Blake. So, that was well executed on your part. That is freaking hilarious, bro.
So we did fair or foul. Should I respond?
That's a great question.
That's awesome, dude. Sorry about that.
I didn't respond, by the way.
You did?
I didn't at first. I left him on open for about 8 hours. And then when I got home after the show, after we talked about it on the radio, I felt kind of bad. I said, hey, just looking out for you, brother. I think you're going to be great in this business. But make sure you fact check and reread your text. I don't know anything about the ticket because I do not work there.
Mm. And that's why you're a fatty.
That's why you're a fatty. That's exactly right. And not one time did because the last time he had reached out to Blake was in October. So at no point did he ever congratulate Blake on the night show. Oh, bro, I caught your show. That was great. Da 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 da.
He's never heard you, has he?
Never. He's not a fatty. But yeah, he's going to try to love up Blake and talk about the ticket. So
apparently, Chief and Zach came out there and talked about me, and he just wasn't aware of what show was there visiting you.
Clearly not. Clearly not.
Hold you up on Twitter and DM'd you. I mean, you got to appreciate the go getter.
That part we did, yes, sir. Yeah. But
and as get Blake, your facts you got straight. You got to love the fact that you're already one of those guys, dude. What are you, like 1 year in and college kids are reaching out to you saying they admire your work, even if they're totally making that up? It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's nice to be having people in college reach out to Let's me go. For job opportunities. And I've shared a few with Tim, you know, as far as producers and whatnot. But, you know, you got to get the job right. That's step one.
Anybody can take your job?
Now, see, anybody can take my job.
That's why we're so aggressive and why we bring it each and every night. thanks to the wonderful lead-in by the boys at G-Bag Nation. Real quick, because we're talking about losers that listen to the ticket. Question I have for you guys, any chance that the Cowboys say, you know what, let's pull a Devontae Smith and see if Pickens would bite on a 3-year 75 or somewhere in that ballpark before we even get to the season starting and or finishing?
I would love it.
I mean, keep hearing about how great this guy is. And I mean, look, if he's football, why not say the hell with it and just go ahead and see what we can do right now?
Seems like, he's probably going to want to bet on himself.
I think that's where he's at.
You know, I think maybe
25 million, though. I mean, it makes people do a lot of crazy things.
I mean, you're probably not far off. I think if the Cowboys wanted to do it, like 3-85 might get it done, somewhere in there.
We talked about this last night. Do you think right now, is George Pickens a better wide receiver than Devontae Smith?
Probably more talented, but not more reliable.
Right?
I would say that Smith is a much better route runner.
Sure.
But I would say as far as a weapon,
mm-hmm.
I would say no. I would say Pickens is probably better.
Yeah.
Broadus, what would be the Cowboys' reasoning for not wanting to get this done? I think there is some speculation.
Because they don't always know. I mean, I would love for them to try and get something done.
Yeah.
They just
don't have the cap space for to pay two players. I mean, most teams don't. Most teams
I would
don't
like to believe
like
they have a plan in mind. I'd like to believe that. I just haven't heard the
They've
plan
got
yet.
To, right? Like, I can't imagine. There's something about the rental idea that just doesn't – I have a hard time buying that for a team that is draft and develop, that you're gonna go ahead and spit the bid on a third-round draft pick and say, all right, hey,
well,
let's Freddie, take a flyer
on – Well, they spit the bid on the fours.
Well, you're right.
The last two
you're
years.
Right. Yeah, you're not
Doesn't
wrong.
The comp pick make it kind of make sense?
Well, but I was listening to you guys talk about it. I mean, based on the formulaic quality whatever.
It's going to be about contract. It's going to be about playing time. And it's going to be about postseason awards.
Because
if a guy turns into like a Pro Bowl player, then, Sam Darnold fetched the Vikings a third round pick.
Okay.
That's how you got to kind of look at it right there.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
So are all eyes now on Tyler Guyton? I mean, as far as look, we know what Dak, TBD as far as the leg is concerned, but are offensively, you like the tight end room, running back room you'll live with. Wide receiver room now is as good as any in the NFL, at least your top two spots. Outside of Tyler Guyton at left tackle, this offense seems like you're pretty whole at this point.
Yeah, I think that's where Dawson brought it up, and I think he's on to something there. I'm taking that approach. Yes.
Great minds.
Well, Fred, Blake, what you have coming up on the show tonight?
Great question, boys. Let's see. We got a little Brandon Laurie action coming up. We're going to talk to him at 7:40. Oh. He broke down some stats and what have you. Friend of the program. He's always got something good cooking.
I think Albert Breer answered his question on his podcast.
Dang. Good content. Check out the big brain on Brandon. So, yeah, we'll be talking to him. Extra credit later tonight. New guy Jake making his new – actually, no, he's gotten beat once before, so he'll be taking on Blake later on. And then Ben Troop, friend of the program. We haven't had him on in a while. Kind of his post-NFL draft rankings, and we'd be remiss if we didn't ask him about his Florida Gators as well.
Yes.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great night. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, you, boys.
There they go. Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark here, coming up 7 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup back home at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzy. We're at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio in Flower Mound. Thanks to Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo, of course. And until tomorrow at 2 for everybody involved here in the production at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, we'd like to remind you the Spa Wars Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout is going on now through the 26th. Biggest sale of the year, factory rebates, 0% APR financing, no money down, quick delivery and installation included. 5 major manufacturers, over 80 models in stock and ready to go. Shop SpaWars.com. Until next time, you're going home with the nation. Addies.
The NBA is a suspect.